This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Well, we've got bombshell news on Senator Al Franken, a Democrat who has just been exposed as groping the breasts of an unconscious woman and then posing for what he thought was going to be a hilarious photo. And this woman who has gone public with this said this incident happened several years ago when she's a radio host, I think, a journalist or a disc jockey. And she had traveled to the Middle East, to Afghanistan in particular, as part of a tour for the soldiers, you know, sort of an entertainment tour where they have comedians. And this woman is also a former model, apparently, and she now works in radio. So she was there with comedians like Al Franken to help entertain the troops. And he, oh man. Okay, now, just before I tell you exactly what he did, according to her public letter, keep in mind that Al Franken is someone who has said that he's pro-women, he's a leftist, he's a Democrat, he supports abortion, he supports, you know, feminism, women's rights, and all of these issues that the left really loves to promote. And he has admonished Harvey Weinstein for all of his, you know, rape and sexual assault and perversion and groping and all these other things that Weinstein has been accused of by a multitude of women, going on, I think, I don't know, 60 women now, something like that. So Al Franken, like many of these powerful elite people, and most of them turn out to be Democrats, by the way, has played the card where he's pro-women's rights. And then this photo surfaces of him groping the breasts of this woman as she was unconscious, asleep on a military transport. And then, beyond that, he pulled another Harvey Weinstein kind of trick where he said that they needed to rehearse a skit. And in this skit, he kisses her. And so he said he had to rehearse it, like a full-on rehearsal. So during the rehearsal, uses that as an excuse to you know, kiss her and grope her and pull her close. And she said it was so sickening, she had to go rinse her mouth out because the taste of Al Franken was so gross and sickening. And she felt humiliated and embarrassed. And you can read her full account, by the way. We've got a link to her post at naturalnews.com. And anyway, she said to herself she knew that this she was going to have to go public with this one day, but had to wait for the time to be right. And she writes that, well, now is that time, Senator Franken. And so Al Franken, who, by the way, stole the election for his senatorial seat, by the way, you talk about vote fraud, typical Democrat vote fraud, dead people voting, multiple votes from the same people, people being bussed from one county to another to vote multiple times and so on. But he stole that seat with a mysterious little recount that just happened to find a couple hundred more votes for Al Franken. I mean, you talk about corruption. Anyway, he has issued an apology where he says that he meant the photo to be funny. It was obviously not funny. And he apologizes. And then he says he doesn't remember the other accusations. Something like that. I'm paraphrasing. So he thinks that's funny, to grab a woman's breast while she's unconscious and then pose with a big smile on your face for other people to take a photo and distribute that photo to all the other soldiers. And that's how this photo ended up being made public, by the way. It was distributed by the photographer to the other participants, including, you know, including the other soldiers. And so this woman was, you know, humiliated and then objectified, groped, And Senator Franken, all he can say is that, oh, he thought it was going to be funny. And I'm saying, I guess to him, that's funny. Now, keep in mind, Al Franken is the same guy who also thinks child rape is funny because he joked about child rape when he was talking about some other Hollywood guy, Rob Reiner or Carl, some, I don't know. It was during some kind of celebrity roast, and he was talking about how the guy would let other celebrities have sex with his son. And he said this with a kind of creepy seriousness that just shows you how twisted this guy is. You talk about a dark, twisted mind. Man, this is some crazy stuff that this guy is into. It's just another sick Democrat who abuses and exploits women and then tries to play it off as some kind of a joke. Well, I got to ask, aren't we hearing enough stories about this to know the truth now? The truth being that a lot of these people in power positions, they're sickos. And it's the very people who claim to be progressives, who claim to be pro-women, pro-feminism, and pro-women's rights, who are more often than not the ones caught groping women, assaulting women sexually, and raping women, as in the case of Harvey Weinstein. Remember, he donated to the Clintons. He donated to abortion programs. He donated to numerous left-wing causes. And it seems that, oh, and by the way, now Bryan Cranston, the famous actor from, the meth head TV series, I forgot the name of it, but you know, he's like the school teacher who starts cooking meth to make money. Very famous series. Well, Bryan Cranston now says that Harvey Weinstein can be forgiven. He can be forgiven. All he has to do is repent and apologize, and you know, because his work is so good, and because he's such a good person, you know, according to liberals, that people like Harvey Weinstein can very easily be forgiven. Now, can a Republican ever be forgiven for anything, for any a single grope, a single, you know, dating a high school girl when you're 30, as Roy Moore is accused of? Can Republicans ever be forgiven? Of course not. They have to be condemned for life. But a leftist, oh, they can be forgiven and everything can be fine again. Even a rapist, according to them. Even a rapist who raped young actresses and forced them to perform oral sex on himself, which is what Harvey Weinstein did, among other incredibly gross things. He can be forgiven by the left, you see, because he's a leftist. So you can, if you're a Democrat, you can literally buy your way out of rape. You can buy your way out. All you got to do is donate enough money to Planned Parenthood, or donate enough money to the Clinton Foundation or the DNC. If you're a big time donor to the Democrats, you will be forgiven. And that's even only if you get caught, because most of the time it's going to be covered up anyway. If you're a Democrat and you're raping women like Bill Clinton did, the whole media is going to excuse you and attack the women. And this is the key difference between the way Democrats and Republicans are treated. If you're a Democrat and you're accused by, let's say, five women of raping them or touching them or groping them, the media will attack the women. And by the way, Hillary Clinton ran the so-called Bimbo Eruption team that detailed all the attacks on the women. And George Stephanopoulos was part of that war room as well. Their job was to discredit the women. But if you're a Republican and you're accused by five women, all of a sudden, those five women have absolute, instant, permanent credibility by the media. They are considered heroes. They are considered highly credible. Whereas if those same women had accused a Democrat, they would be defamed and smeared as sleazebags, prostitutes, trailer park trash. This is what they did to Clinton's accusers. So you've got this sickening double standard. It's just truly sick. And this is how Bill Clinton has gotten away with it for years and continues to do so to this day. And what about Epstein? What about the Lolita Express, which is widely known to be the pedophile airplane? And Bill Clinton took rides with Epstein on that plane numerous times. it's pretty well known what kind of weird pedo activities took place on those flights. Again, no acknowledgement from the media, no investigation, nothing, nothing. Because if you're a Democrat, you will be excused. Look at Joe Biden. Joe Biden grinding his crotch on little like 12-year-old girls who come to visit his office, and he's like fondling their hair and doing weird things to these young little girls. I mean, you should see some of the C-SPAN footage that's out there, and his nickname is Hands. Why do you think Joe Biden's nickname is Hands? Because he's got hands all over everybody, even little girls, women. There's a former Secret Service person who said that Joe Biden was doing Harvey Weinstein level stuff, and that every time there was a dinner party, that all the Secret Service people, they had to protect their wives and the wives of the other guests from Joe Biden, because Biden would be all over them, groping like mad, hands all over everybody and their children, their daughters. This is widely known stuff. So the media keeps covering up for people like Joe Biden and like Bill Clinton. Heck, Joe Biden might even run for president. And for all we know, he might win it, because the media will never tell the truth about a Democrat who is caught engaging in sexual misconduct. They will never tell the truth. They will cover it up because they have no founding principles. They have no consistency. Leftists are liars at heart. They do not have any morals, so they don't apply morals equally to people on the left or the right. They don't have any ethics, so they have no moral compass to apply to that. They simply attack Republicans but excuse Democrats, even if those two people do the exact same thing, the exact same crimes or violations or even pedophilia. To the left-wing media, even pedophilia on the left is completely excused. Just look at the cover-ups that you've witnessed over the past just 2 years. But there's more coming out, by the way. A lot more coming out. And I hope that every woman and every then child who was abused, who was molested, who was raped, I hope every single one of these people comes out and goes public against their accusers, no matter, regardless of whether their accuser is a Republican or a Democrat or anybody else, or a priest or an atheist. It doesn't matter. I hope it all comes out, because these people are sick. These people are sickos. They are sexual predators. They abuse women. They exploit women. And many of these people are in, of course, positions of great power, of political power, you know, power in the bureaucracy, even law enforcement power if they have influence over the FBI or local police and so on. This is widespread abuse, and it gets into pedophilia. And it's Hollywood, it's the political elite, and there's more. It's not just those two areas. Probably rich, wealthy bankers are engaging in this activity as well. Probably, you know, just TV producers or movie producers who aren't even stars themselves, but they're in gatekeeper positions where they can make people famous. No doubt those people are, you know, skinny dipping in hot tubs with little Hollywood actor teenage kids and doing, you know, sicko stuff, because that's the kind of people these are. And they're all Democrats. Well, nearly all of them are Democrats, because Democrats have no morals. They have no ethics. And they think, literally a lot of Democrats think, that all this sexual perversion is totally fine to them, totally normal in their minds, because their minds are so twisted. So watch out. There's a lot more coming out. It's going to be a wild time, but I celebrate all these people coming out. And by the way, one last point, most of these women going public with this are themselves Democrats. So it's not politically motivated when it's a Democrat going public against a Democrat. Now, when it's Democrat women accusing a Republican man, then there is reason to double check everything and make sure this isn't being staged for a political purpose. Or let's say Republican women accusing a Democrat candidate, same thing. You would have a little more skepticism on that. But when it's Democrat women going after Democrat men, you know it's real. Because normally Democrats cover for Democrats, which means the violations were so egregious that these women felt like they had to go public, even knowing that they would damage other Democrats. So that's when you know it's real. Or if it's a Republican, if it's a bunch of Republican women attacking a or accusing a Republican person of this sexual misconduct, that would also carry more credibility than a cross-party accusation. So, because we got to be careful too, you know, although probably nearly all of these stories are real and true, there can be political operatives that, of course, on either party who may attempt to take advantage of this era of transparency and use it to falsely accuse someone of something that they did not do. So you always have to be on the lookout for that as well. But in most cases, I say we should believe the women. And especially when there are, you know, 60 women that come out against Harvey Weinstein, or how many against Bill Cosby? 35, 40? I lost count. And against some of these Hollywood people, there are dozens of women. It's a pattern, and it's Democrats outing Democrats, so you know it's real. So stay informed on all of this. There's a lot more coming out. You can read my website, naturalnews.com, or newstarget.com. Both of those are good sites for staying up to speed on lots of things. Normally, we don't cover celebrity news. It's just that this is just so sickening. You know, I had to comment on it and tell you there's a lot more coming out, no doubt. Be safe. Keep your children out of Hollywood, all right? And keep your kids away from Joe Biden, for that matter. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab-tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.